Jacqueline B, reflecting on going deep. I was talking today with someone who was describing her irritation at annoyed feeling at the fact that she wanted to go deeper. That's all she knew. She didn't know what this meant, even. She just felt she wanted to go deeper. She'd had a taste of understanding how thinking works, and she felt like she wanted to go deeper. And she did. You know, she started with she looked up the word essence, and this is a very individual journey, of course. So we talked about essence, and she looked into the word essence, and then that somehow led her to enlightenment. And so she looked up the word enlightenment, and because we talked about wisdom, she also looked up wisdom, and she looked for several definitions of these words, and she knew that the definitions themselves weren't the sum of the parts, so to speak. The definitions were merely a guide, an overview, and this search eventually brought her to the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and she started reading the book, and she was also describing then how she was having conversations with people, and they were very peripheral, very, very shallow chit-chat, small talk type conversations. And again, she felt this irritation, this need for depth, this need for something much more meaningful. And deeper. And all of this reminds me of Nick Holloway-Vocks. Because of his way in the world of taking something apart, and we'll sometimes start with a search for the meaning of the word used in a conversation, and a reflection of that meaning and of that word and of the context, and then that search will lead him to the next place and the next place, and the thing at the end, nobody could predict that thing at the end, the thing that he's searching for, that he doesn't even know he's searching for, that she was searching for this morning, that she didn't know she was searching for, comes. And and this might not be the end. It most certainly isn't in one respect. But that place then takes you to the next place, or enhances something, or makes sense of something. And I love that way of working, and that deep thinking. But it's more than thinking, isn't it? It's absorbing, and the reflection is a way of being, in the world that really brings the whole of the essence of that person into that work or that question right there in front of them. and it's very, very beautiful.